Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The sun is shining on the Steelers right now, boy, because the Bengals are the worst 2-2 football team I think I've ever seen. They got dusted on the fan last night at Mile High by the Broncos, 28-3. Jake Browning stinks. They can't block. They can't run the ball. They can't.
Why don't you list the things that they can do successfully? Because it'll be a much quicker.
They got Jamar
summation.
Chase and T. Higgins, but they can't throw themselves the football. And that's the Bengals right now.
It was one of the most lopsided and like uncompetitive NFL games I've seen in a while.
And then you've got the Ravens. And to go along with a defense that can't stop a nosebleed, an injured, banged-up defense. Now you've got Lamar Jackson hobbling. This hamstring injury, he's not going to play against Houston. The odds makers have moved this spread 11 points.
Is that the biggest spread movement you've ever seen based on a quarterback? We know that they're the ones that actually drive spread
check
movement.
Check that, 12. I just double-checked. It went from Baltimore as a 9.5-point favorite. Houston is now a 2.5-point road favorite with Lamar Jackson out.
If you're Cooper Rush or if you're John Harbaugh, do you bring that to Cooper Rush as a motivational tactic?
Of course, yeah.
Cooper,
they think
you suck.
Make a difference. Texans got the number one scoring defense in the NFL. C.J. Stroud, they can't protect him. He gets hit a lot, and he seems to have a little bit of the Christian Hackenberg syndrome going on.
Ravens have 7 injured defensive starters.
Yeah.
Madubuke's done for the year.
Yep.
They have actual
All right,
real problems
let's
on that
do
side
it.
Of the ball.
Anybody here ready to pick the Steelers to win the AFC North? Bengals are out. Browns stink. Ravens are 2 games in the hole, could be 2.5 games in the hole by the time this weekend is over. And the injury's bad enough with Lamar, he might not play next week against the Rams. And the Rams are a damn good football team. That's a legit Super Bowl contender. That game's in Baltimore, but if it's Cooper Rush, Baltimore's going to lose. They might be 1-5. I mean, the Steelers looking better and better by the day,
man. I think he probably is going to miss 2 games because I suspect that the Ravens' philosophy is going to be,
let's hold him out until after the bye?
Let's give him 3 weeks and then let's try to go on an absolute tear, because I will say this about their remaining schedule. Bears at Dolphins, at Vikings, at Browns. If he is healthy, they can win all 4. None of those teams would scare me a ton. The Vikings defense should be good, but we saw what happened when the freaking Steelers lined it up and ran it at them. Jets, Bengals, who probably still won't have Burrow at that point. That's what, Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, they won't.
So that's 6 games right there, all very winnable. They should be favored in probably all of them except maybe Minnesota. Then you get Steelers at Bengals, who maybe will have Burrow back by then, mid-December. Patriots at Packers should be tough, and at Steelers. If I'm the Ravens, I'm trying to find a way to get to 10-7 or 11-6, even if I start 1-5. But to answer your question, am I ready to actually pick the Steelers to win the AFC North?
Here we go. drum rolls out.
I can't get there yet.
Of course not, because you think Tomlin's doing a terrible job.
No, I can't get there yet because if I know Jackson, let me put it this way. If you could give me a crystal ball and I can say that after the Steelers' Week 7 game, they're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5 and limping into that bye week, then yes, I'd say it. But their schedule was the hardest it was going to be for these first 4 weeks, including that Rams game. I'll say up to the bye week. And it softens considerably. I will remind you that the Steelers have the following games left on their slate. Home against the Packers. You can save, by the way, all of your conjecture about what these teams are that makes them vulnerable. And you can give it to me in a minute. Home against the Packers. Home against the Colts, who look like a surprise team. One of those teams this year that kind of comes out of nowhere and is going to be really good. At the Chargers. Or on the road against the Bears. When was the last time they beat the Bears? 1900? Something like
95.
That?
95, yeah.
Okay. Home against the Bills. At what presumably is going to be not only a pissed off Ravens team, but also a desperate one. At the Lions, put an L on the board there, my friends. They look like the real deal again. And still one more home date with a Ravens team that we all thought they might beat. Donnie, I think you built this into your win-loss projection that they were going to be getting Cooper Rush in that game. Well, guess what? If the Ravens start 1-5, there is virtually no universe where they ain't getting Lamar Jackson unless he gets hurt again. I am really close to picking them to win the division. If they look a little bit more impressive and come out of this bye week and like stomp the Browns at home like a good team should, I'll probably get there. The Ravens with the Jackson injury specifically, I don't even care that much about the defensive injuries. If he's healthy and right, he can carry them to outscoring other teams. If he ain't healthy, there's a reason that spread jumped 2 touchdowns.
Probably. Donnie, you ready to pick the Steelers
in
the AFC North?
I'm like 95% of the way there, but I can't get 100% of the way there.
I'm not there yet, but if he shows signs of injury after their bye week, then the Ravens are screwed.
Yeah, if he's not Lamar the dual threat, if he's Lamar like the anchored a little bit more to the pocket, that is a major change.
So we have also seen there is recent history, very recent history, I believe as recent as 2024, where the Steelers had what, like a 2 or 3 game lead with about 3 or 4 games to go, and who won the AFC North?
Okay, but if I may, you did.
The Ravens.
Yes, they did. And you were right about the Bengals defense, and I was wrong. I will admit that now. But you said, Donnie, before the season started, you didn't like the Bengals to make the playoffs because they had a great quarterback and no defense. Well, the Ravens are that team now, even when they get Lamar Jackson back. So why pick them to make the... Lamar Jackson's not that much better than Joe Burrow. Even if you like Jackson more, they've clearly turned into a team that's all offense and no defense. And Chris said they're still capable of outscoring teams. Not the good ones. Browns, yes. Not Buffalo. Not Detroit. Kansas City didn't even have a good offense going into that game and they gave up 37. That defense stinks. We bitched about the Steelers' defense. That defense is one of the 5 worst in the NFL.
There are two eye-opening
things. And they got bodies down.
There are two eye-opening things that have happened that I think both of you probably know me well enough to know that if you had come in here and asked me this before the Chiefs game, I would have said,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What are we doing here? This is embarrassing. Two things happen. Jackson getting hurt and being actually hurt is the major one, but it doesn't mean what it used to. Used to be Kansas City scores 37 on you. All right, they're the Chiefs. Like, in capital letters, they're the Chiefs. The Chiefs were ass on offense until that game.
Correct.
Who?
They had 9 points in the first half against the Giants.
At the risk of obviously having those kinds of words shoved back in my face, if it had been the Steelers instead of the Ravens playing the Chiefs last week, I wouldn't have come in like confident, but I would have come in as close as I can be to confident looking at how bad Kansas City had been offensively. They looked like objectively a bad team. Like they were just going through a down year. Seeing them get right that emphatically in a game that wasn't even as close as the final score indicated, like was a true rout.
Yeah.
And then seeing that Jackson is probably, if I'm surmising how the Ravens are going to handle this, missing two games here so they can hopefully get his hamstring fully right.
Yes.
That is different calculus, man. It's a different ball game than just saying, well, they're off to a 1-2 start. Are they in trouble? No, they're now in capital T trouble.
Do you think the Steelers will start 5-1?
Yes, I actually do.
Do you think the Ravens will start 1-5?
I do.
I'm picking the Steelers, man. If they're not, if the Ravens defense was decent because of the Steelers schedule, I could say they can make it up. You're going to go, they're going to be in a 4-game hole and their defense blows. The Steelers are winning the division.
Okay, after the Steelers get to 5-1, can you humor me briefly and play a little game with me?
Absolutely.
Can we just play the very simple win-loss game?
Go ahead.
Assuming a 5-1 Steelers team.
Yep.
Start with the Packers. Home. Packers game.
I'm going to say...
You're not making this very simple.
I know.
It's a snap answer game.
I know it is. I'm going to say win there.
Okay. Chargers on the road. Or I'm sorry, Colts. Colts at home, sorry.
I'll say loss.
Chargers on the road.
I'll say loss.
Bengals at home.
Win.
Bears on the road.
Loss.
Bills at home, loss.
Yep.
Ravens on the road. Let's assume for our purposes.
Loss.
Okay. Thank you. Dolphins at home.
Win.
Mm-hmm. Lions on the road.
Don't loss.
Need to do that. Loss. Browns on the road.
Win.
Ravens at home.
Win.
You had them at 9 wins going into the final game of the season. You have them beating presumably a desperate Jackson-led Ravens team in what I imagine you would be terming probably a de facto division title game.
I didn't do the win-loss game with the Ravens schedule, but
do you want to play my version out here? They're 1-5 and okay. A healthy Jackson comes back after the bye week.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
Bears home.
Win.
Dolphins road.
Win.
Vikings road.
Loss.
Oh, man. You still can't quit Brian Flores. Browns road.
Win.
Jets home.
Win.
Bengals home.
Win.
Steelers home. You already put that win. As a loss for the Steelers, so it's got to be. Bengals road.
Loss.
You're assuming Burrow there, I see.
Yep.
Patriots home.
Win.
Packers road.
Loss.
Steelers loss.
Yep.
So you have them. You probably tailored the last part of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have them at 8 wins going into that Steelers game, actually going into the Week 17 game with the Packers.
I don't think I'm doing like mental gymnastics to say that the Ravens would be, you know, a road underdog against the Packers in December.
Just to be very clear, though, you have it so that the Steelers and the Ravens in this equation both have, the Steelers would have 8 wins and the Ravens would have 8 wins with both 2 games to play. So you'd have the Steelers going win-win, the Ravens going LL. A healthy Jackson-led Ravens team.
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to play the win-loss game because I feel like it's instructive.
So I'm the only person right now that's picking the Steelers to win the division.
I can't quite get there because I just do not believe yet that I've seen like a complete Steelers team that can fire on all cylinders. I thought I saw it for 50-plus minutes, and then I watched the coach just take out the old woodworking tools and fritter that one away. I'm closer than I ever thought I'd be 4 weeks into the season to pronouncing the Ravens DOA.
412-928-9370. Let's get your reaction on that. Bengals are the worst 2-2 football team of all time. The Browns stink. And now Lamar Jackson's out for multiple weeks. and the Ravens are already 1-3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.